how much Canadian tourism has bounced back this summer?
Excuse me. We've started to see a little bit of an uptick. The cross-border, we're still down compared to 2024 by 11% through the month of July. What is hurting us mostly are the Canadian day trips, because our Erie County hotel occupancy through the year through July is actually up 7.8% year over year. So we're doing okay as far as the overnight visitation, but it's those day trips that are really hurting us. Longwoods International, which is a tourism research company, they have been doing Canadian research ever since last year. And they're still finding that 49% of Canadians still do plan to travel to the United States, which is up from 43% of April of this year. So again, starting to see some good traction coming in that way. But they are worried about U.S. policies, and only 37% feel that the USA is safe. But they also say that 91% of them also say that there's plenty to see and do in the United States. And so they really want to come, but they're not really feeling fully comfortable coming at this point.
And now we're hearing about the possibility of more tariffs between the U.S. and Canada. How could that affect the momentum, the bounce back that you have been seeing?
Yeah, so that's very worrying and troubling to me, because, like I said, we're starting to see a bit of an uptick. And what we were hearing from Canadians is that, you know, it's really about that overall sentiment to come to the United States, or the sentiment coming out of Washington, D.C. towards Canadians that was troubling. And so, you know, the talk about the 51st state. And now when you say we're going to change the name of Lake Ontario, or putting on more tariffs, where we've made some nice traction, starting to see some things go in a different direction, this is going to take us a few steps backwards, I'm afraid.
How fearful are you that you could see a decline come the holiday season because of the tariffs if they're not worked out?
I'm very concerned about that. You know, the holiday season is very important. There's also lots of things for Canadians to see and do. Also the fact that, you know, hockey season, football season is starting, and that's when a lot of Canadians like to come to Buffalo as well. Even if, again, if it's just that day trip, that's where our local attractions, our shopping, retail, as well as our restaurants are really being hurt by the lack of Canadian visitation. And so this could just take us, again, further steps back.
What were some of the other factors that Canadians had, in addition to safety, about coming across the border?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of the notions with ICE, any type of situations in that respect, again, being very fearful, that's where the safety aspect comes into play. Otherwise, you know, they do appreciate the United States as being a safe place, but, you know, with the deportations and those types of activities, they did not want to get caught in those situations here at the border.
Have you heard about any safety concerns in the Buffalo Niagara region from people visiting from Canada?
No, and that's something that we recently did a visitor profile study, and that all came back very positive. Our visitors feel very safe and secure when they do come to Buffalo. Their perceptions of crime and homelessness are very low, and so there's no concerns in that respect for Buffalo and Erie County.
What are your hopes as far as a quick resolution to the tariff matter between Mark Carney and Donald Trump?
Yeah, I hope that it's quick and swift, that we can mitigate any of the misconceptions that Canadians have towards our country, and especially Buffalo and Erie County, because we are so close, especially, you know, looking at that Longwoods research that says that they do want to come to the United States, but they are a little nervous about it, and that these types of situations, when it comes down to the sentiment coming out of Washington, D.C. and the rhetoric, that gives them a great deal of pause. And so that's where we need to kind of cease having those types of conversations, stop using tariffs as a weapon, as well as, you know, changing the names of the Great Lakes. That doesn't help our situation.
What's your reaction to President Trump saying America is reconsidering changing the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America?
I just think that's probably just his retaliation towards any of the tariff talks. It's an easy talking point. But again, it doesn't help our overall reputation as a country, as a destination. It is not the way that I think most people feel about Canada. And so I would just hope that we can get past those types of conversations and get back to our overall friendly nature as a binational destination between Canada and the United States.